River City 994, right with MJB, throwing it all away. A normal person would walk away, but not to Rob McCready, because he has firm belief in Great Keppel Island. For the last 15 months, he's been trying to get that lease and a commitment from the government so he can go forward. It's very, very frustrating for him, I've got to tell you. He's at his end of the tether, and of course, Brittany Lauger has said a few comments. And of course, we had that fire on the weekend, which was just disastrous. But, you know, you just have to batten down the hatches and go for broke, I reckon. But anyway, he's a brave man. Rob McCready is online right now. Good morning to Rob. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Very well, thank you.
Yes, look, have you got any hair left at all, by the way?
I've been ripping it out in recent weeks, that's for sure.
Mate, look, you know, your company, Ultimate, you know, it's been around for a long time, and you've done successful projects all over Queensland and beyond, right?
Yes, correct. And our recent Noosa project, which is a Park Ridge Noosa, it's a $200 million project. Hmm. We're in the final stage of delivering that. So next year we need more work, and this is what we want to be doing, GKI, and we've been working really hard for months to get the leases transferred and start the project. And we've submitted our FMCA to the government. That's been assessed. They said we're the best looking proponent they've ever had. Mm. We've begged Brittany to get the help to get the lease transferred, but unfortunately it just hasn't happened.
Now, look, this lease, I mean, you know, when you build this magnificent project, hopefully you will, which will be worth $1.2 billion, you never own it because it's leased, right? It's on lease. The government technically owns it underneath it, doesn't it?
Oh, correct, correct. It's state land.
So it's state land.
We are renting a project. Yes, that's correct.
Hmm. Now, of course, the commitment they made, you know, all those years ago, power, water, and also a marina, look, the government has to chip in and do some work, don't they?
Well, look, if this was on the mainland, it would have power, water, sewer, roads.
Yep.
It would have all of that. So if you're renting a house, you'd expect it to have power, water, sewer and access.
Mm.
Here, it's like renting a house. It's got no toilet, no sewer, power or water connected, no road access, no stairs to the front door. But on top of that, what the approvals require is us to do all of those works, fix up the house and pay full rent and fix the neighbours' houses. And if we don't do it, they can take the lease away from us. Or if we don't complete it, they take the lease away.
So you're saying that the government should be actually supplying some infrastructure, considering, you know, eventually, you know, they're the landlords.
Yeah, that's right. At the end of the day, they're improving their asset. It's a state-owned asset. We pay a lease based on a percentage of the value of that asset. So if they're improving their asset, they get a better return for it.
Hmm.
So it should be a no-brainer for the government, because they get the money back as improved rent.
So, Rob, a burning question, and this question gets thrown at me all the time. Like, we had, you know, the get wrecked on Great Keppel Island. I mean, it was a great resort in its day. But, you know, they had tank water. You know, they had generators. They had things like that. We can't do that these days? Do we have to have the power and water from the mainland?
The approvals state that they must have power and water from the mainland, because it was viewed that it was not sustainable to continue with roof and primarily groundwater.
Right.
Personally, I think times have moved on. We don't need an undersea power cable. It's a lot more scalable and doable these days with solar batteries and backup diesel or gas-fired generators.
Mm.
So power we can handle on site. But water is essential, because there's been problems with the aquifers over the years in dry periods where the old resort had drained the aquifers down, and some of the big old bloodwood trees get stressed and die. So it is, the groundwater's there and it's great, but to have huge volumes, it won't work. We have looked at the groundwater issue and believe that it's got about enough water for us sustainably for about up to year three of the project, and then we're going to need
more
water from the mainland.
Well, there is the bone of contention, isn't it? So if they're not going to supply it, is the project dead in the water?
Well, it's just not fundable.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a profit, and therefore it can't be backed. What we've said to the government, though, is to get the stage one happening, We need $47.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually for the package of common user infrastructure that the government has announced, and that's being the breakwall, so we can have a safe port access and a barge ramp, and the reticulated services, power, water, sewage plant, for all the other property owners, and connecting at the property boundary of the new resort.
Yep.
If that's delivered, that gets us out of the blocks. We get started, and the project's away. There'll be future funding assistance required for undersea water.
Yeah, look, you know, it's doable, but I do believe, and Brittany Lawler has been quoted as saying, to date, we haven't been able to get the financial assurance that they have the capital to be able to develop the island. But hang on a second, it's all about the lease. I mean, once you get the lease, don't you have up to 3 years to get your finance? Because no one's going to invest in you unless you have the lease. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a bit strange. I mean, either Ms. Lawler doesn't understand how the FMCA process works, or she hasn't read the lease conditions, or she's lying. But yeah, that's absolutely correct. The lease is, I think it's section 8.8 of the draft lease conditions, say that we've got at least 3 years, or up to 3 years, to get the funding together to do stage one. Of course, we don't need 3 years nor want 3 years. We're ready to get started straight away.
Yep.
But the hurdle is we can't submit a financial model to Deloitte, who are the external consultants that the state use, to show that the island's profitable from stage one. We need to give them that so we can get started. But we can't give them that because we don't know what the government is committing to for infrastructure. We need $47 million worth of infrastructure built for the common users. The state's got to advise us that we can put that into our financial model so we can tick that box and Deloitte can go, yep, they're ready to start.
15 months. What's the problem? You know,
I've got no answer to that. We've been working tirelessly for 15 months.
Yep.
And are really keen to, we absolutely love the island and we recognise that Keppel is an amazing tourism destination.
Yes.
And we want to bring it back to its former glory, but better.
Of course.
I don't know why they don't want to back this project. I think they've walked away from Brittany.
Well, you know, the green element always steps in. I remember last time Peter Garrett, he said no to Tower Holdings at the last second, and they bent over backwards too. And then, because he was the minister, he's a bit tinged green, as you know, and he just said no. No, it just doesn't meet specs. And, of course, the rest is history. Great Keppel Island collapsed and lots of people are now unemployed. I mean, this is just going to be a great builder for employment for the region, for Livingston Shire. I just don't know why they just can't say, yes, here's the lease. Because let's face it, if you don't meet the commitments, you lose it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And they've strengthened all those lease conditions. So to ensure that we have to deliver those milestones. So we're signing up. We have to pay the money to the lease. And if we don't perform, the lease gets cancelled. It's very clear in the lease conditions.
That's right.
So the risk is entirely on us.
Yes.
They should just sign the leases over and let's get started.
Yeah, I just don't know what the problem is. Look, the big fire on the weekend, you were hoping to use those, units for staff accommodation, but now they're gone, so it's even more dollars that you have to come up with.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. Unfortunately, the island is deteriorating every weekend.
Yes.
It's quite unfortunate, the vandalism that's happening there. But those 20 units that burned in the fire last weekend were 20 of the relatively intact ones.
Yep.
So our plan was to refurbish them first.
Yes.
For the first stage of construction workers' accommodation. So, yeah, it's a really disappointing loss, that one.
So the battle continues, Rob McCready. Are you confident they're going to see sense after the election if they get in? Or it's a whole new ball game you have to start again if there's a splintered group running the country?
I think the only chance we have after the election is if we have a premier. The premier of the day wants to get involved and wants to make it happen and calls us in and says, right, what do we need to do to get this started? 15 months is too long.
Yep, you're right. It is too long. I wish you all the best of luck, and please keep us informed on how you go with whoever the Premier is of Queensland after October 31, eh?
Okay, thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you very much, Rob. Of course, it's just beggars disbelief, doesn't it? Why isn't it actually happening right now? Jobs are there, begging. Finance is there. The money is there. Let's rock and roll, for God's sake.